Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
We have the fine folks here from Community Financial, Tansley Stearns, President and CEO. How are you?
Awesome. Really
good
to see you.
Good. And then you got some of your board here.
Yeah.
Do some introductions. Hey, Don. Nice to see you again.
And Mark Regal.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
How are you?
Good to see you. So what brings you guys to GAC, huh?
Oh, we come every year in force.
I bet you do.
It's a show of force for the credit union movement.
Good for you.
How important it is not only to the country, but certainly to our members who we're here to serve.
Yeah. What are your impressions of the conference so far this year? What do you guys, any highlights so far?
Biggest ever I've seen.
Yeah, it is the biggest one.
Close
I heard they
6,000.
Set a record. Yeah. Pushing 6,000 already. Good grief. They're going to need a bigger boat here pretty soon. Where can we go? All right, you guys. Hey, so we're talking policy governance. Did I get it right, Tansley?
You got it.
Oh, thank goodness.
Easy.
Exactly. All right. Done.
Yes.
So share with me, set the table, if you will, Tansley, on policy governance and how it relates to the working with the board.
Absolutely. So it's really important. You know, I think one of the things that credit unions talk a lot about is how does governance happen? How do we maximize our boards who give such a gift of their time to our credit unions? And what's great for us about policy governance is that it really makes it clear what our roles are.
Mm-hmm.
What's my role?
Mm-hmm.
What's the board's role?
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that together?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that policy governance is a really wonderful vehicle for us as we accelerate our pace of change and provide even more value to our members.
Gotcha. And from a board standpoint, provide me with your perspective on policy governance and how it relates to the C-suite, if you will.
Certainly. Well, primarily policy governance, it was devised to provide a firm and agreed upon definition of what the roles are of the board and what the roles and authority is of the CEO.
Okay.
So essentially, when all of the things that we want to see the organization accomplish, we call them ends.
Call them what?
Ends.
Ends?
The end, when we finally reach nirvana,
this
is what we will become.
Okay.
And they're all written. And then the CEO has the opportunity to do an interpretation. Here's what I think you mean by the welfare of all of our members.
Okay.
Or phrases such as that. And then in addition to that, we have a section that's called executive limitations.
Okay.
And that says, while you're pursuing the ends, you're not allowed to do these things. And that sort of reins in mostly things that are illegal, immoral, unethical, etc.
Tansley, be careful there, all right?
I know, yes.
But there are some that also have some of the ratios and the mathematics that we use in the credit union movement that prevents the operations from doing things that the board really doesn't want to happen.
We don't want to go off the rails here, for
right,
sure. Yep.
And then there's a bunch, two other sections there. One is how we relate to the CEO and how we work together with the CEO, what those rules are. And then another one for how we govern ourselves inside the board. And within that context, everything's written down, everything's agreed upon.
Mm-hmm.
So for the CEO, there's no surprises about the board getting muddling in her jurisdiction. And she's complying with the limitations. And if there's any need for change of something, we can work it out and talk about what we need to do.
Well, this is all new to me, so I'm going to ask probably a really ridiculous question here. But are these policy, is this flexible? Do you set new ones or get rid of ones when a new CEO comes in? How does that work?
We've just gone through that
process. Okay.
So the interpretations.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a set of interpretations that I came into that my predecessor had created, and we've just gone through that process of reinterpreting. So I brought that to the board several months ago.
Okay.
Share my perspective about how that might work.
Some
of that's changing the language. Some of that's changing measures. And again, it just creates such clarity because we now
You gotta have that.
Here's how we're gonna really get to what you've said.
Right. And Mark, I want to get your perspective as well as kind of the flexibility of it here. And
so basically to answer your previous question, we do make changes. Often we're making changes right now as we review them and say, oh, this should be changed, or times cause them to be changed. Mistakes happen, we say, let's learn from that, and we make some changes.
Yeah, so that
like very flexible.
Yeah,
board approves it and then becomes policy.
Gotcha. And like you said, Tansley, the clarity of it.
It is, and it's also, you know, we had some folks in that were helping us to get even stronger with policy governance, and one of the things that she talked about is, you know, these policies graduate, right? What you might say when the organization is very, very small is something like, well, the CEO needs to make sure the payroll happens, as an example. Right, and right. She said, we probably don't need to say that. And if the company's having problems with that, that's probably another issue. Right?
Yeah, so exactly.
As you look at them, it's also about the maturity of the organization.
Right, right. Oh, fascinating. Fascinating. I like the flexibility and how it can change from CEO to CEO and how you can come in and share your voice in that area, if you will. So, yeah. So, and so, again, I guess the significance of this is having that clarity, like you said, and knowing your lane, I guess. So, and then things can operate smoothly and they can go from there and the trading can prosper from there.
Well, so, I think having spent a lot of my time at Feline working with a lot of boards, when there isn't a roadmap for how governance works, it can sometimes get really confusing.
Yeah, it can go haywire.
Conversations about, mm-hmm. gosh, I don't like this carpet, CEO. And that's probably not the thing that we want to be talking about when the members have big needs. And so this model really allows us to be much more powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. And so once you get that set, and then you, again, Don, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to throw in a commercial for policy governance. And I don't know how your board operates or what your interface with the CEO, but policy governance stuff, I urge you all to take a look at it. It is absolutely a wonderful system for the board and the CEO to work together and to govern organizations that are of the magnitude of a large credit unions.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Mark, you have anything to add on that one?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I couldn't imagine doing it any other way.
I couldn't either.
Because, like she said, I'm not interested in the color of the carpet.
You're not allowed to be interested in the
color.
As
a volunteer board, I couldn't give up my
time for
stuff like
that. There's bigger issue. There's bigger fish to fry, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
We follow our policies. Everything's great.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this is cool. Yeah. I love doing these things because I learn so, so much. So is there anything new that you kind of brought in, Tans? I know I don't want to reveal any top secret, anything like that. But
did
I mean,
minor
thing. Well, because you're bringing in this all-star team, as we talked about in the last interview, some really talented people you're bringing in. So is that in these policies as well, like bringing on new folks, or how does that work?
Yeah, so in terms of employees, they've got one employee, and that's me.
Okay.
And so what has been, I think, really powerful, and I'll invite the board to talk about this, is, you know, we, as we are building our strategy, are doing so in a way that's very collaborative in nature. You know, our person that leads IT needs to be really connected to the person leading marketing, same as we look at retail, all of that's got to come together.
Yeah.
And so what we've attempted to do with the board and the leadership team is just make sure that we are bringing those subject matters that are what we call future focus, mm-hmm. to the forefront, mm-hmm. when we're talking about the future of our brand, that we are having conversations about that. Not for the board necessarily to make a decision, but to make sure that as we make these changes, they feel really well.
Yeah, but they appreciate that. It's definitely a two-way street, for sure, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I just add that in the history of Community Financial, we had a CEO just left after 17 years as CEO. He'd been a 40-year employee. In fact, his father started the credit union.
Oh, my gosh.
Many, many years ago.
Wow.
And he built up, and we were very successful over the years, he built up a beautiful platform that raised everything up. Big enough to launch a rocket from, and Tansley's now here to light the fuse.
All right. I like that. Mark, anything to add on that one?
No.
Help him light the fuse here?
Yeah. we're enjoying it. We're watching it lit.
Yeah.
It's going along.
What you're doing already, Tansley, and the team you're bringing in, I think going back to my previous question, what I'm trying to ask, you're setting the template for so many new things there. Is this one of them? Are you kind of setting a new template for policy governance?
Or is that
already set?
Yeah, that was really set. I think, you know, we are using it as a tool, I think, to accelerate that change.
Okay.
You know, what I love about policy governance as a, I think, magnifier to our work is that it allows our team to, within a framework, operate and move really quickly.
Okay, yeah, because that's what you need to do.
Because you're not worried about,
right.
Is this my role? Is that their role?
Yeah,
do they have to move this?
Yeah.
We know.
Okay.
That. And so I think it's a really wonderful model, mm-hmm. for organizations that want it.
Yeah. And this allows that speed to happen, which is so vital in today's wacky, crazy, fast business environment. So, yeah, good
stuff,
guys.
We're constantly monitoring each policy, too, on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Two or three a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good to know. All right, guys. Anything else to add? Any final thoughts? Don?
Just throw in the other one. I don't know how many times we've had the conversation. Many. Where Tansy will say, well, what about whatever? I said, well, your name's Chief, aren't you? You're the Chief Executive Officer. And there's no restriction against it. You can do whatever you want.
Wow. Tansley.
Within these boxes.
Within those boxes, yeah.
And, you know, within the NCUA and the...
That's true. Yes. I hear you. Yeah. Alrighty, guys. Well, thanks again for your time, as always. Hope you guys are having a great time here at the GAC.
Absolutely.
Taking in a whole bunch of information and then taking it back to the credit union and talking about it in your next board meeting as well. So, yeah,
sure.
Good stuff. All right, guys. Thanks again.
Mike.
Thanks for your time.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.